Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This was the 26th game of the season for West Virginia. It was at home against the University of Central Florida Golden Knights. And that was a win for West Virginia. First of all, it was a win. Wins are fantastic whenever you get them, especially this season. Double-digit win. Few jittery moments in the second half, but overall, comfortable double-digit win, 77-67 over the Golden Knights. And that is a rare bird. A win's a rare bird. A double-digit win is a rare bird. That's the first double-digit win for West Virginia in the calendar year 2024. Yeah, that's amazing. The third double-digit win of the season. Wins have been hard to come by, is what I'm saying. And we all know that. So it's great to see them get a comfortable win. And how did they do it? How was this game different than the game in Orlando? Well, Diallo didn't look like the second coming of Sagaba Kanate. So he didn't have a double-double in Morgantown. Jesse Edwards played in this game, and he was not available, recovering from his injury for the Central Florida game in Orlando. So what can we determine? West Virginia's with Jesse Edwards at home versus the Golden Knights, way better than West Virginia without Jesse Edwards in Orlando versus the Golden Knights. Raekwon Battle had a terrible game in Orlando. Slapped a cup out of the... did something with he got kicked out of the game. Two technicals, got kicked out. Did not get kicked out of this game. Kind of Raekwon Battle. Yes, he's been putting it on the last couple of games where West Virginia has had double-digit losses. Sneaky Raekwon Battle getting into a scoring groove in the last three games. He was really good, especially in the first half. Night and day better in this game than the Orlando experience. West Virginia held on to the ball way better in the first half, and for some of the second half, kind of got derailed at parts in the second half. But what's been killing West Virginia is just live ball turnover after live ball turnover in the first half. And regardless of what you're doing on offense, you're going to be behind. And West Virginia did not dig a hole in this game by giving up sloppy turnovers in the first half. They couldn't do it for the whole game, but the first half, they held it together. And credit to Josh Eilert. There's no way that he listens to this podcast. But I've been saying, throw everything at the wall, see what sticks, try crazy stuff on defense. And no, he did not implement the 1-1-1-1-1 zone, but he did mix it up tonight. He came out, you know what? We're gonna play plenty of zone. How can we get Central Florida, a team who is not good at offense, who killed us by driving the ball in the first game and leading to dunks, how can we slow that down? And how can we take a team who's not good at offense and not good at shooting threes to shoot a ton of threes? They played a ton of zone, and Central Florida tried to shoot over it. And you saw some of the things that we've been annoyed by watching the Mountaineers play. We saw that from the Golden Knights tonight. I mean, like, 20 seconds on the shot clock, one pass when West Virginia has the zone on to the wing and the guy shoots a three. That's a Poor shot. Diallo shooting from the foul line. Not his shot. I mean, Central Florida took almost 40 threes tonight. So, hey, what are you not good at? Do a lot of it. And didn't stick with zone. There was some light pressing. Threw out some man-to-man as well. Did some more switching out of man-to-man when they used it. The effort to get stops, and however you do it. Was West Virginia great at defense tonight? I would argue they were not great, but they threw junk. The Jamie Moyer game, you know, just throwing 75 slop and mixing it up and just trying different things. And it worked against probably, outside of West Virginia, the worst offensive team in the Big 12. And, you know, they got enough stops to win. And Johnny Dawkins' team struggled tonight. They've lost 6 of 7. They've joined West Virginia in a tie in the Big 12 for 12th place. So congratulations, WVU, for at least one night being out of the basement of the Big 12. Maybe not. West Virginia's still in the basement. But they're sharing space. They're subletting the basement. Central Florida's a new tenant. Oklahoma State has been with WVU and been around the basement in a conference that has prided itself on being great from top to bottom. There is a Central Florida and Oklahoma State and West Virginia, and maybe Cincinnati by the end of this. I think there's a defined basement for this season. But West Virginia not in 14th place, but neither is Central Florida. So Johnny Dawkins, yes, they're struggling, but he's been there at Central Florida. This is his first season in the Big 12. Ethan Bach referenced a KentuckyBet.com article with odds on who's next to get fired. And I saw Johnny Dawkins on that list, and I was appalled. I think every other coach and fan base in the Big 12 disagrees with Johnny Dawkins being on a list to get fired. I don't want to speak for every Big 12 school. I think that everybody in the conference loves Johnny Dawkins and wants him to stay on long-term in Orlando, coaching them Golden Knights of Central Florida. This is a pro-Johnny Dawkins podcast. West Virginia got the best of them tonight. Don't make any rash decisions. Get your feet wet in the conference. Give them some time to adjust to the number one conference in Division I basketball. You can't make a rash decision here. I support Johnny Dawkins. I think the rest of the Big 12 supports Johnny Dawkins. I think he's doing a great job. Remember when they beat Kansas in Orlando? That happened. On that win alone, Johnny Dawkins should have a long future at Central Florida in the Big 12 Conference. I am rooting for that. I'm also rooting for West Virginia to get the 10 wins in goals that I laid out a few weeks ago. One of them was get the 10 wins, and they're one step closer. They've got to 9 tonight. Can they get the 10? They've got 6 chances at it. The next 2 is going to be difficult because they are on the road. The 2 after that are at home. You get TCU in the rematch, and you get Texas Tech, where West Virginia has struggled with Texas Tech in Morgantown here lately. Can you get one win out of that? And if not, then you go to Kansas City, you play the first day of the tournament, and you play either the team you saw tonight, Central Florida, Oklahoma State, maybe Kansas State, maybe Cincinnati. Can you get a win in Kansas City to get the 10? You've got 6 chances to win one game. Is that something exciting to think about? Of, hey, we won 10 wins. That's not great. It's not great, but it's what we got. And hey, they haven't won two in a row yet, but they haven't lost five in a row either. And they'd have to do that to have some fears about not getting to that illustrious 10-win plateau. I think they can do it. I have no idea where the 10th win is going to come from, but I think it's going to happen. I believe in this team's ability to get one more win with six tries at it. And technically seven, because if you win the first in Kansas City, I guess that gets you to 10 wins. But then you maybe win more than that. Who's to say? I don't want to bottle up the number of wins. They shouldn't stop at 10 if they get to 10. But congrats to the players, the coaches tonight. Just nice to get a comfortable, relaxing win.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
West Virginia wins tonight, but there's plenty going on off the court. I mean, it really, since the end of last season, lots of swirling. And the swirling is picking up as we get closer to the end of this season. Obviously, the number one with the bullet is who's going to be the head coach after this season. I think we'll get the answer to that next month. I think next month you'll get an answer there. Possibly early April, but it could be next month. West Virginia has a not interim head coach. So that's exciting. Something that could get closer to the top of the swirling rankings is who is going to be West Virginia's athletic director. Because today, news broke that the Missouri AD is now the Arizona AD. And so now there's a SEC school that has an athletic director job opening. Ren Baker has been employed by Missouri in the past. He was an athletic director at another smaller Missouri school where that fine coach Ben McCollum coaches at. Heard a lot about him. So Ren's got Missouri ties. And when you've got somebody that has Missouri ties and the Missouri job opens, it's just a matter of time where you put the pieces together. Maybe Ren Baker would go back to Missouri and closer to the middle of the country where his roots are at. Now, for what it's worth, tonight or today, a post on X from Ren Baker could be interpreted as his signal to the WVU fan base that he is committed long-term to WVU. The first part of that sentence is the problematic part because I'm basing that, and people could base that on a post on X, which is not the firmest foundation that you should put any stock in. With love and respect to X, I enjoy the X. I enjoy posting on X and following news on the X. But it's not, you know, that's not a firm foundation to make a guess on somebody's future. But that's where we're at in February. We'll see what happens there. The last coach for WVU, Bob Huggins, seen in Columbus, Ohio, attending an Ohio State game. Putting pieces together. Ohio State fired their coach recently. Bob Huggins, have you heard that he's coached in Ohio and has strong roots in the state of Ohio? How wild would that be? I don't put a high percentage chance of Bob Huggins getting the Ohio State job. But it does, as we get closer to the end of the season, and coaches are going to be named as new coaches, and coaches are going to get fired, and there's going to be more openings, and Bob Huggins probably wants to coach basketball because that's what he does, and he's done it for a long time, and if it was up to him, he'd still be coaching in Morgantown. Now it's getting closer to that, you know, that time where it's, what is Bob Huggins going to be doing in the 2024-2025 basketball season? Is he going to be, I mean, he could just stick with podcasting. He could do that, podcasting and radio. What are the chances Bob Huggins coaches a Power Six basketball team? Does he have that kind of pull given the offseason that he had? And it seems like he's made great strides in his health and great to get a year away from it. And he's watching plenty of basketball. Could he be coaching Power Six basketball? I'd be surprised by that. But that's how swirling works. It's that possibility is swirling. Him coaching anywhere. It's just going to be fascinating to see Bob Huggins coaching basketball, college basketball, as a head coach, and doing that not in Morgantown. And as we get closer to March and April, that becomes more and more possible. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella is West by Pod. Joel, Jordan, they break down WVU football, and the WVU football schedule for 2024 is out. There's a full bye week. They start with Penn State. Did you see that one coming? They go to Arizona. All the reactions from Jordan and Joel on the 2024 WVU football schedule. It's on the podcast. Listen to West by Pod. Go to smokingmusket.com. Check out the Discord. Do all the things. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is Saturday, February 24th, 2 p.m. Another cable game, ESPN2. West Virginia is going to go to Ames, Iowa, Hilton Coliseum, to play the Iowa State Cyclones. And I've told you that West Virginia has a firm spot in the basement of the Big 12. Ohio State has a glimpse at the top of the conference. They just lost at Houston Monday night, but they only lost by 8 in Houston. And Houston has killed everybody in the conference at home. And they only got Iowa State by 8. So that, just by losing by 8 to Houston at Houston, that's all I need to know, that Iowa State is really, really good at basketball. And they got a coach who wears polos that are too tight, and they're always really good at defense. Their offense is way better with who they brought in this season. And the guys who have stuck around, and they still have a chance to win the Big 12. It seems like Houston is the odds-on favorite. Kansas is always in this conference, so Kansas always has a shot, and they're never dead. But this is going to be tough sledding for West Virginia. Winning a game, first of all, we know West Virginia has not won 2 games in a row. This is not the setup for West Virginia to win their second game, with Iowa State coming off of a loss and having aspirations to win the regular season championship. They are not going to be overlooking West Virginia. They are excited. They have this circled on the calendar. Ooh, get right game. Here comes West Virginia, and they're feeling good about themselves. Let's puncture the balloon. So I don't think that's going to go great for West Virginia. Good news is this is the first and probably last time they'll have to play Iowa State this season. It's just one of those, just like the Houston game, just like going to Baylor in Texas, It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. Or they didn't go to Baylor. I'm sorry, TCU. It just for this season. I mean, hey, Iowa State, don't do that. And I don't see you doing that, but just don't do that. You know what I mean? That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen, you know what I'm saying, Iowa State. Like, West Virginia, last time they went to Iowa State, they won. But not this season. Right, Iowa State? What's West Virginia got to play for? To get the 10 wins? Iowa State's got real ambitions here that are in play. And they're the heavy odds-on favorite to beat West Virginia. I mean, what's the scenario where Iowa State comes out flat after a loss against Houston? I just don't see it. Do you? That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU. For the 2023-2024 season, they have 9 wins and they have 17 losses.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.